Hello and welcome into this edition of our NAIA Side of Spotlight series, where we feature the best and brightest from our sports information directors from around the NAIA. My name is Rachel Moore, Assistant AD and Director of Athletic Communications here at Central Methodist University, and today I'm excited to be featuring some of the unsung heroes in sports information departments from around the country, especially focusing on our graduate assistants. And today I'm pumped to be joined by my own graduate assistant here at Central Methodist University, Ms. Caitlin Streeter. Streeter, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. We got baseball later today, but we're going to get things rolling here real quick. So first, I just kind of just want to get a background about you, your time at CMU, and how you kind of came into this position.
I did my undergrad here at CMU, and I did it in 3 years, but I did it in something completely totally different. I did it in criminal justice and then psychology. And then after that, obviously I've transitioned into this GA position while I was getting my master's in clinical counseling. But yeah, that's pretty much school-wise, that's what I did here.
So in terms of the process of being a student worker, kind of talk about how you came into this, the GA position specifically, but like where your interest came in and saying, okay, maybe I want to do something like this. Let's start by just, seeing what happens. Kind of talk about that process. I think it was maybe your junior year that you and I spoke.
Yeah, so that would have been my junior and senior year since I did it in 3 years. I started doing photography as a work study and I really loved it and I wanted to keep doing it. So that's when I was like, okay, maybe I want to continue to do that. And you just so happened to be recruiting for your GA and you're like, hey, you can take pictures for everything instead of just like when you pick and choose. So that was kind of what drew me into GA position, because before that I didn't know anything about it or like what you did or anything like that.
And then, Streeter, something that, again, I already said it, a lot of GAs and student workers, they're kind of the unsung heroes of many SID departments, but they kind of are they're the cogs that make the machine go. Talk about your experience in year one and some of the challenges that you faced, especially being kind of in a more unique master's program and also trying to work another full-time job.
I came in a little more optimistic than I think I probably should have been. I thought that it would be easier to balance. I think that was probably just due to like, I had no idea what an SID was. But like learning the first year was extremely hard because I was learning how to do the SID job, what it meant, what it entailed. And then like, even like in my personal life, I was transitioning from that undergrad environment to a grad school environment with two jobs and no time for fun games like, you do in your undergrad. Mm-hmm. So I think that it was just, it's a huge transition in that first year and a lot of learning. And it was very frustrating, I'd say, but I made it through it. So I'm happy I did it. I'm not upset with that.
Yeah. Now you're here, you're about to wrap up year two. And I would say that most while there are a few GAs that come in after completing 3 years, most folks get their 4 years in. So you had a little bit of maybe a tougher challenge to get there. My perspective, I did it. I was already, I think, 24 or 25 when I was a GA. So I was kind of out of that phase of the undergrad world. But, it is what it is. And again, it's a good learning experience and it's going to help you grow in the end. Moving into year two, again, you and I kind of talked that, I think it was last summer, just kind of about the adjustments we wanted to make going in from year one to year two. The fact that you were my first GA that was going to go into year two. I had some other GAs that went into different coaching roles or just ended up doing it for a year. So this was kind of a unique opportunity to get someone in for a full 2 years and really learn the position. So talk about some of what you took from year one and how that helped you into your second year here now.
I think year one was a lot of the basics, like how you run an event and prepare for an event. I think year two has been a little bit more fun because I know how everything works and I know what we're doing. And so then we got to do fun things. We got to try new things on the stream. We got to try different cameras. And like it was the more fun side because you get to expand on what you already know instead of just having to learn and get the basics to run the full event. But yeah,
I'd agree. I would say you took off running there in year two. So we still got a couple more months left, so we'll keep adding and seeing what else we can do. Earlier in the in this, we talked about kind of what made the GA position or the work study position appealing to you. And you and I have talked kind of before that, you know, you're in the clinical counseling program and you're going to finish that program, but now potentially you want to make this sports information, you want to make this into a career. Talk about what that process has been like and you know, what makes you want to do this?
That's kind of a tough question, but like coming in, I wanted to do the photography, I wanted to do the videography, I wanted to do the fun and cool stuff, and I didn't really know much about like the logistics as far as like rosters and scheduling and statistics. Like I had no idea. I mean, even as an athlete, I was an athlete here and I was an athlete before I was at CMU. I never really considered like what went into running an event and everything behind the scenes. So once I started to learn that, I almost fell in love with athletics more. Like I was like, I don't want to walk away from this. I want to keep doing this. Like I would love to be playing type of thing. As far as the master's program though, it has been so tough doing a 3-year program as extensive as it is and all of the hands-on that that program requires on top of, you know, helping you work every single event. I think that if I had a different program, I would have probably fallen into it a little bit more. Like I would have been a little bit more involved in being an SID. And I'm kind of at the point where I'm like, hey, I really like this, but I also have so many, I have my foot like all the way in the door with the counseling program. And I don't really want to walk away from that necessarily. Like I don't want to quit, but I do love what I do for you and everything that goes into it. And it fosters the more artistic side, I guess, of what I enjoy doing, like being behind the camera and like helping our student athletes enjoy their experience and be seen.
I would say that's through all the stuff that we end up doing, at the end of the day, we're here to promote student athletes. And again, you'd say the same thing. I think we've got one of the top athletic programs in the country, conference championships left and right all the time. So that's the fun part too, the postseason aspect of it. Would you say that you know, being a student athlete to now kind of working behind the scenes, do you think you gained a greater appreciation, maybe not just for sports information, but what all goes into running an athletic department?
Absolutely. Like being an athlete, it's like, hey, I think I deserve this. Like, I want you guys to do this. And I didn't really understand, like, hey, there's so many other things that they're doing that you have no idea and you don't see. And it's like, oh, okay, that's why we're not getting a bunch of fancy stuff. That's why we don't have different crazy things. Like, you don't have a highlight after every game, you know? Like, there's so many other things to do that it doesn't necessarily take precedent.
And I always say that it's okay if student athletes don't know all the behind the scenes stuff because that means we're doing something wrong. If everything runs pretty smooth and they don't have any questions or concerns, then you and I were doing our job right. Let's get into some of the more fun stuff. You've been at this for about 2 years now, 2.5, if you count the student worker piece of it. Talk about some of your favorite memories or moments being a GA here at CMU.
I really think it's promoting our programs. Like it was, I guess I became more enthusiastic, maybe is that the, I don't know if that's the word I want to use, but I was excited. Like, and our programs are very, very good programs. Like I came in and like soccer had won, I think, 4 championships or maybe 3 prior to when I came in. So it was just exciting to come in and to see that atmosphere and to be involved in it and have a hand in everything that they were doing. I think my favorite parts was definitely traveling, like getting to go with the teams to those national championships. I went with women's soccer this past fall, and that was a blast. To get to go to the beach and be part of like their atmosphere and their like little family that they create, because every team is different and they have their own kind of atmosphere that they work with. And it was just fun, like to go and to be included and to be involved with our student athletes and what they were doing.
Yeah, I'd agree with you, Streeter. Most of them kind of see maybe some of the day-to-day stuff that we do, but that's when you really get to know student athletes and coaches. You get to go out kind of in their realm and you kind of just get to experience all things that are soccer, volleyball, basketball. You know, when you've got a GA or you've got a little more of a full staff, you're able to do more of those things. So that's kind of a perk when you've got a little bit of a bigger staff. Moving into maybe some of your favorite parts of the gig. I probably know it based on a previous answer, but in your 2 years, what's been what are some of the things that you really like about sports information?
The
First.
photography, like getting to take pictures of the events and give them to the student athletes, and the student athletes be excited about it. Honestly, I grew to really enjoy the logistics side, like the statistics, like learning how every sport works and everything that goes into it, and all the little codes and presto, even they're annoying sometimes. But statistics and photography.
Live stream.
Yeah, the live stream is fun. You get to look at it later and you're like, wow, I did that. I was behind that computer and I did that. Yeah, that was really fun. And then I guess photography too, but like the rosters, maintaining the rosters and like everybody's headshots and everybody's poster shots. That was always fun too.
I agree. I think the live stream's probably one of my favorites, and you keep growing and adding to it, then it makes it more fun and makes us look a little more professional. Last few questions for me, Streeter, as we move into kind of March and April. This is kind of the time where, GA, student workers, even full-time SIDs, they're looking to make moves. They're looking to go either elsewhere, looking to work on a master's. Kind of depends on what they're wanting to do. But for you and for our association, College Sports Communicators, in your opinion, what are some ways that we as an association can help to better recruit not only student workers, but GAs as an association? What are some things, maybe some additional perks that we could give, knowing that, money isn't always a factor, or depending on what it looks like, we may not be able to provide all the resources that ideally you would want.
I mean, I think definitely with like the next generation like coming in after me. Like I know I'm much younger than most everybody that's working in sports information now because I graduated so early and now I'm almost like to that stage and I'm only 23. But I think that as the younger group comes up, you're going to want to be more appealing through social media. Like you want to get out there, you want to talk about what your job does, what you do and what you can provide. Letting them know the opportunities that they do have. And as far as resources, I know that being a GA, it's kind of like a, I don't know, a stepping stone. Like you're not necessarily getting paid what you want to get paid, and then you're doing a lot of work. And not every school can provide money, but providing support, I guess, through the universities, whether that's through providing a meal or you take your like as an SID, taking me to lunch sometimes. It would make my day because then I didn't have to pay for it and I would get out of the office for a little bit. It's just providing them like with support and resources and creating a community rather than just saying like, hey, you're on your own kind of thing.
I'd agree, Streeter. Well, we'll keep working on that as an association, I know. And as that, like you mentioned, as generations kind of move in and out, I'm sure those are things that we'll consider and we'll talk about. Because at the end of the day, it's a tough gig trying to get GAs and keep GAs and have some stability within a department. But for everyone out there or listening or tuning in, go to collegesportscommunicators.com, hit the careers tab, and that'll have all the information that you need in terms of graduate assistants, student workers, or even if you're looking yourself to make a move within the association. Collegesportscommunicators.com is a great place to get started. Streeter, I really appreciate your time. I'm glad we got to do this, just provide some additional insight from someone who's really in the thick of it all the time. So I appreciate your time, and I'll see you here in a bit when we go work baseball, huh?
Thank you.